Books on Tape presents The Sweet Potato Queen's Field Guide to Men. Every Man I Love is Either Married, Gay, or Dead by Jill Connor Brown. Read for you by the author. Here is Jill Connor Brown.
Getting Started. Every man I love is either married, gay, or dead. If being a mother is like being pecked to death by a duck, and don't we all know that's true, then being a wife or girlfriend or somebody's significant other must be more like, well, what is it like? How best to describe this relationship? As so often happens, when I come up against a tough question, my thoughts turn to Daddy and his stock of growing-up stories. And as usual, Daddy came through. As a young man, Daddy used to visit a certain bootlegger's establishment in Atala County, Mississippi. Since Mississippi was legally dry until 1968, everybody knew the local bootlegger and where to find him. The bootlegger's wife had a medium-sized monkey that she kept as a pet and doted on like it was blood kin. One day, when Daddy happened by to make a purchase, for medicinal purposes only, I imagine, Mr. Bootlegger was nowhere to be found, but Mrs. Bootlegger shouted through the screen door that Daddy should come on in and she'd help him. No sooner had Daddy crossed the threshold than something dropped from the sky, actually the sill above the door, and landed with a very loud shriek, its little grabby hands and feet on the back of Daddy's young and tender neck. With no thought or planning whatsoever, Daddy reached up and back, grasping whatever it was and flinging it as hard and fast as he could against the far wall. The first time he actually saw his assailant was when it landed smack against the wall in a sort of plastered-out spread-eagle position. Then it slid silently down the wall, leaving a pitiful trail of urine to mark its descent. It was, of course, the monkey. Well, needless to say, much weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth.